This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You're living it. Food, gas, rent, many of the things we need are more expensive now. A new government report is out, and it shows that U.S. inflation hit 9.1% over the past year. That's the highest rate in four decades. President Biden's arrived in Israel, the first time he's been to the Middle East as president.
Mr. President, you have been a true friend, Yedid Emet, and staunch supporter of Israel and the Jewish people, of our security and well-being, your entire life.
He'll try to assure uneasy Israeli officials and later Saudi leaders that he's serious about preventing Iran from becoming a nuclear power. The Texas Department of Public Safety director calls it horrifying evidence that the law enforcement response to the school massacre in Uvalde was a failure. Surveillance video just surfacing of what happened at Robb Elementary.
Surveillance video captured the gunman entering the building with an AR-15-style rifle. It later shows officers in body armor milling in the hallway outside the fourth grade classrooms where 19 children and two teachers were killed. It shows parts of the nearly 80 minutes that passed between the gunman walking into Robb Elementary through an unlocked door and the time when his death put a stop to America's deadliest school shooting in nearly two decades. I'm Norman Hall.
It's raising questions about possible witness tampering. The House January 6th committee says former President Trump tried to contact a potential witness who was in contact with the committee, Vice Chair Liz Cheney.
President Trump tried to call a witness in our investigation, a witness you have not yet seen in these hearings. That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call.
This is AP News. The battle between Twitter and Elon Musk is getting uglier. The AP's Ben Thomas with word that Twitter is suing Elon Musk.
Twitter has sued Tesla CEO Elon Musk to force him to complete a $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. In a fiery filing, Twitter accuses Elon Musk of violating the merger agreement because, quote, the deal he signed no longer serves his personal interests. The billionaire said Friday he was backing off his April agreement to buy the company, alleging Twitter has failed to provide enough information about the number of fake accounts on its service. Twitter said last month it was making a fire hose of raw data available to Musk. The suit accuses him of trashing the company, disrupting its operations, destroying stockholder value, and walking away. Musk replied in a tweet, "Oh, the irony, LOL." No further explanation. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.